stretched rope between a tree and a table leg. The tube of orange plastic hung on this, becoming triangular when he climbed inside and unrolled his sleeping bag. He lay down, listening to the wind and the waves. Strange, he thought, that he'd kept to the coasts. Leah's mother hadn't required this. Was it because he had come from Chicago, near the center of the country? He'd certainly fled as far as he could, turning his gaze away, out to sea. Each of his four vantages had been different. He inhaled the air, delightfully cool and sharp-tipped with evergreen scent. "I'm in Maine," he said aloud, then confirmed this astounding fact by naming in order every city he could remember on the four bus trips that had brought him there, his geographical genesis. He walked to the office to check in. It was empty. The date, tide times, and weather report had been written on a chalkboard. Past issues of the Portland Press Herald lay on a table next to a sign reading, "Please place most recent on top." Brent began to wonder if the Howlett's small universe was entirely self-service. He opened a paper to the weather page, studied the national map, then checked the details for Seattle, San Diego, and Tampa. He pictured his whirligigs in their respective weathers. He almost felt he could look out through them and see people passing and birds overhead. He moved on to other distant scenes, postcards sent by previous campers. They were tacked to a corkboard, overlapping like shingles, many with their messages facing out. He read them all,